Ever get curious about where it all goes after you, use that tiny airplane bathroom and flush at 30,000 feet?
I can't say that thought has ever crossed my mind.
Well, get ready, because on today's deep dive, we're going to make you think twice about it. We're talking about the surprisingly complex world of aerospace wastewater treatment.
Oh, now that's fascinating.
It's way more than just those lavatory leftovers, too. We're talking millions of gallons of wastewater every year. Everything from washing planes to the chemical baths they use in manufacturing.
Yeah, the stuff they use to manufacture those planes is pretty intense, I'd imagine.
And all of it, my friend, has to meet some seriously strict EPA standards.
Oh, for sure. I bet.
Luckily for us, we've got this article here from Aviation Maintenance Magazine that really spills the tea.
Oh, perfect. I love this magazine.
Cyanide, cadmium plating, innovations that sound like they're straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Sounds intriguing. Let's dive right in.
Let's do it. Now, what fascinates me about this is just the sheer scale of the challenge. People don't realize how much wastewater this industry produces. And it's not just the stuff you'd expect.
Right. It's not just about what gets flushed down those tiny toilets.
Exactly. You mentioned washing the planes, which I imagine takes a whole lot more than just soap and water.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about specialized cleaning agents to get rid of all that grime, dirt, even that jet fuel residue. It's a lot. And then there's the manufacturing side of things. Rinsing aluminum shavings, those chemical baths used in plating. You're talking about a whole cocktail of contaminants.
Okay, so we're talking serious, I mean, like industrial strength stuff here.
Oh, absolutely. This isn't your average clogged sink. Not at all.
So this is where the EPA steps in with some very specific rules about what you can and can't just dump down the drain.
Rightfully so. We're talking heavy metals, chemicals used in things like plating. These are things that can cause some serious damage to the environment if they're not handled properly.
And let me guess, those fines for non-compliance are nothing to sneeze at.
Let's just say they'd make even a high roller airline executive sweat a little. So these aerospace companies are caught between a rock and a hard place. They have to deal with this wastewater, but those traditional treatment methods, they leave a lot to be desired.
Okay, so before we get to the really cool futuristic solutions, paint us a picture. Why are these traditional methods so problematic?
Well, imagine trying to fix a jet engine, but all you have is a screwdriver.
Oh, that sounds difficult.
That's kind of what it's like. You've got multiple steps, a whole bunch of chemicals, constant monitoring. It's expensive, labor-intensive, and even then, it doesn't always guarantee perfect compliance.
Ugh, it sounds like a logistical and financial nightmare. So, enter stage left, automated wastewater treatment. This is where things get interesting.
Absolutely. These systems are like the superheroes of wastewater treatment, streamlining that whole process and taking a lot of the guesswork and the manual labor out of it.
Okay, so we got these high-tech heroes, but how do they actually work their magic? What's the science behind getting all that nasty stuff out of the water?
It all comes down to a pretty ingenious process called encapsulation. It's like trapping those contaminants, those heavy metals and chemicals inside a kind of protective bubble so they can't leach back out into the water.
Encapsulation. So I'm picturing like tiny hazmat suits for pollutants.
It's a good visual,
Yeah.
and it makes it so much easier to separate the clean water from the concentrated waste, which then can be disposed of safely and responsibly.
So are we talking like some kind of superpowered filtration system here? What's the secret sauce in these automated setups?
Well, it's not just about the technology itself, it's about the clever use of chemistry. And that brings us to our unsung hero, bentonite clay.
Bentonite clay. That sounds surprisingly low tech, like something you'd find in a face mask, not a high-tech wastewater treatment plant.
Right, it is a natural material, but don't let that fool you. Bentonite clay has some amazing properties that make it absolutely perfect for this job. Think of it like a magnetic sponge for pollutants.
A magnetic sponge. Now I'm really intrigued. How does that work?
Well, it's all about the science. Bentonite clay, it has this incredible ability to attract and hold onto pollutants. Kind of like, like a magnet sticks to your fridge.
So it's not just soaking it all up, it's actually like grabbing onto it.
You got it. That magnetic attraction, that's what makes bentonite clay so effective. It forms this really tight bond with the contaminants, basically locking them away so they can't escape back into the water.
Wow, that's incredible. And this is where those polymer-based alternatives we hear about, this is where they fall short, right?
Right on the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, some systems, they try to use polymers for encapsulation, but they just can't compete with the holding power of bentonite clay. It's like trying to, I don't know, trap a swarm of bees in a butterfly net versus like a sealed container. Bentonite clay, it just doesn't give those pollutants a chance to escape.
Okay, so we've got these automated systems, they're working their magic, and then we've got bentonite clay, our microscopic security guard, keeping those contaminants in check. It's a beautiful partnership.
It really is. And the best part is, it's not just good for the environment, it's good for business too.
Now you're speaking my language. Tell me more.
Remember those hefty fines we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
These automated systems, you know, with the help of our friend Bentonite Clay, they're actually helping aerospace companies avoid those penalties, and they're actually saving money in the long run.
Now that sounds like a win-win to me. Less pollution, lower costs. What's not to love?
Exactly. And it goes even deeper than that. These cost savings, they can trickle down, create new jobs, maybe even fund research and development of even more sustainable technologies. The possibilities are, they're pretty exciting.
Okay, so we've gone from airplane toilets to saving the planet, all in a day's work here on the Deep Dive. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's bring it back down to Earth for a minute. We've been talking a lot about the aerospace industry, but this technology, this use of bentonite clay, could it have implications beyond just, airplanes and rockets?
Now that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's something I hope our listeners will, ponder. We've seen how effective this approach can be in tackling even the toughest wastewater challenges. Could this be adapted for other industries that are battling their own, contamination nightmares?
It makes you wonder, what about textile manufacturing? They use a ton of water in
Yeah.
dyes. Or agricultural runoff. That's another huge source of pollution. Could bentonite clay be the key to cleaning up those industries too?
It's certainly a possibility worth exploring. This one innovation, it could spark like a ripple effect across multiple industries, leading to a cleaner, greener future for everyone. And it all circles back to that simple natural element,
Yeah.
bentonite clay. Who knew that something you could just dig up from the ground could hold the key to a more sustainable future?
It was pretty mind-blowing when you think about it. It just goes to show sometimes the solutions to our biggest challenges are hiding in plain sight. Unless you really appreciate the power of innovation, doesn't it? That we can find like elegant solutions if we just look closely enough.
Absolutely, it's true. It's a great reminder that progress often comes from unexpected places.
Well, on that inspiring note, let's recap what we learned today in our deep dive into the fascinating world of aerospace wastewater treatment.
Sounds good.
We started by fleshing out, pun intended, the sheer volume of wastewater this industry produces.
Millions of gallons.
Millions of gallons. From those tiny airplane bathrooms to the heavy-duty stuff they use to clean the planes themselves.
Yeah, and all that variety, as we discussed, makes it a real challenge when it comes to complying with those strict EPA regulations. The Clean Water Act, they don't mess around.
Right, and for good reason.
Yeah.
And that's where those automated treatment systems, they come in to save the day.
Like the superheroes of wastewater management.
And let's not forget our new favorite superhero sidekick, bentonite clay.
That's a good one.
This humble little natural material turned out to be the secret weapon in, trapping those pesky pollutants. Who knew? Who knew that something you could just dig up from the ground could be so powerful?
Well, it's a great example of how nature, so often holds the answers to our most pressing problems.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So next time you're on a flight, you hear that flush.
Yeah.
You'll know there's some seriously cool science happening behind the scenes.
Science that's not just keeping our skies clean, but it could pave the way for a more sustainable future across a whole range of industries.
And that is a thought worth pondering. A huge thank you to all of our listeners for joining us on this deep dive into the surprisingly fascinating world of aerospace wastewater treatment. Until next time.